Next, we observe his qualities without resemblance. So we glorify him without suspending his meaning, and we affirm his name and attributes without resembling or without connection. So having said that, we review what we have said before, inshaAllah, that believing in Allah Azza wa Jal has three elements: Tawheed al-Rububiyya, al-Uluhiyya, al-Asma wa-Sifat. Tawheed al-Rububiyya meaning that Allah is the only one who has al-Mulk, al-Khalq, al-Tadbir. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, that Allah is the only one worthy of worship. Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who possesses his names and attributes, and there's no partner in him in his name and attributes. Having said that, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to explain this issue. وَلِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين تبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، هناك إن شاء الله continue talking about the article of faith. We are talking about the articles of faith. Who can tell us what are the six articles of faith? We talked about last time about the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we said the belief in Allah could mean two things. Who can tell us, Yaqi Mustafa, about believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the implication of believing in Allah? What does it mean to believe in the Rububiyya of Allah Azza wa Jal?
Allah
is the Khalq, the Mulk, and the Tadbir. Does believing in Tawheed al-Rububiyya make a person a believer?
No.
Were there any messenger that was sent to humanity to call the people to believe in the Rububiyya of Allah Azza wa Jal?
No.
Are you sure? So what does Tawheed al-Uluhiyya mean?
Ta'bud Allah wa ta'ala. What is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya?
And his right to be worshipped. What does worship mean? Anybody else? Very good. To do the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition of ibadah as far as what you do to worship Allah. But when we are the definition of ibadah itself, what is ibadah?
It's obedience, appearance out of love, fear, hope and glorification.
Very good. Adherence to Allah and khudu' wal istislam لأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى مخافة منه ومحبة وتعظيما. To adhere and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal out of love, hope and fear. We have talked about dua last time, if you remember. Did we talk about dua?
Yes. No, that word is not okay.
So this is believing, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight, inshaAllah, we will continue talking about some aspects of believing in Allah Azza wa Jal. An aspect of believing in Allah Azza wa Jal is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who love whatever they love equivalent to loving Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah made those people associate. Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Al-Baqarah in verse number 165, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Some people, they worship and they take equivalency that they love them as much as they love Allah. Nevertheless, those who believe, they love Allah more. This ayah shows us loving anything as much as we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act of shirk. Because Allah is the authority that deserves from us to love this authority the most. And nothing could compete with our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one. Secondly, our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in of itself an act of worship. محبة الله منا لله عز وجل هي عبادة في حد ذاتها، وليس الأمر كذلك في محبات أخرى. لكن الله عز وجل أبو ظهير is an act of worship. Just like you pray is an act of worship that we can see in our own eyes, and it's an act of worship that you do in your limbs. Zakat is an act of worship that you do with your money. Loving Allah is an act of worship that you do in your heart. And Allah, because He's the only one worthy of worship, He is the only deity to be loved as an act of worship. Other types of love, for example, you love your children. You love your car, you love your house. All of those laws, they are not acts of worship. Those are naturalistic laws. It's natural in you to love your position. It's natural in you to love your children. Hopefully you love your wife. Hopefully you love your wife. But this type of love is not a love in which you are worshipping whatever you are loving. And the proof of that is if your child, your own child, aggravates you and opposes you and defies you, your love to your child might turn to different emotions. Isn't that true? But our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constant, all the time. All the time we love Allah Azza wa Jal because He is the one who deserves to be loved. He is the one that deserves to be loved. وَمَحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ مَحَبَّتُنَا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ هِيَ فَرْعٌ مِنْ كَمَالِهِ فَرْعٌ مِنْ كَمَالِهِ نُحِبُّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لِكَمَالِهِ. وهذا من تحقيق العبودية له. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is perfect. He is perfect in His name. He is perfect in His attributes. He is perfect in His actions. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, every name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, every attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributed to Himself is perfect. So we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of His perfection. Also, we love Allah azza wa jal because of His bounty. نحب الله سبحانه وتعالى لنعمه علينا.
We love him because of his bounty. He bestowed upon us
many bounties, bounties that we cannot count.
They are countless bounties. Every bounty that you are experiencing, every bounty that you have, even though it might seem to you through means,
somebody gave you something. Somebody did for you a favor.
But those means, they are not the bestower of the bounty.
They are only means by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
but Allah is the real provider. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the real bestower of bounty. So every bounty you have, the actuality of this bounty that it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we love Allah for his bounty and we love Allah because he is perfect.
فوشأ المحبة من فرعين نحب الله لنعمه ونحب الله لذاته ولكن شتان بين الذي يحب الله لنعمه فحسب وبين الذي يحب الله لذاته لأن شتان بين الذي يحبك لعطائك وبين الذي يحبك لذاتك.
There's however a major difference between those who love Allah only for his bounty and those who love Allah because he deserves to be loved. Those who love Allah only because he bestows upon them his bounty, most likely those people when the bounties are seized, then when the bounties are reduced, their love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reduced.
ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف.
Some people worship Allah on the edge, meaning they're not very established in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When things go wrong, when things they are not according to how they see it, they start turning away from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. But those who know Allah by his name and attributes, those who glorify Allah the way he should be glorified, those who try to familiar themselves with the things that Allah loves, so they do it. And familiar themselves with those things that Allah does not like, so they stay away from it. Those people who try to live their life according to the revelation that came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are totally in a different dimension than those who are living only because and they are worshipping Allah only because Allah is provided for them. And when this provided is gone, they will be taken. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We're going to test you with some fear and some hunger and deficiency in yourself and in your wealth and in the fruit that you eat from, and give the glad tidings to those who are patient. So part of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to know Allah, who is the only deity that you love as an act of worship. This love to Allah Azza wa Jalla puts upon us an implication. Every one of us, if you make a survey in the Muslim world, if you ask every Muslim, do you love Allah? Nobody is going to say by his tongue to you, I do not love Allah. Everybody will say yes, نحن نحب الله. Can you imagine anyone say, I do not love Allah? Can you?
Do you imagine that? Yeah, I say you so.
No. Okay. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the people the answer set. Some people during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they claim that they love Allah. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet the ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. So, if, said Muhammad to the people, if they really love Allah,
then let them follow you, Allah will love them back. So the manifestation and the authentication of our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot look at anybody's heart and say you are sincere. We cannot look in your heart and say you love Allah. No one can look in my heart and say you love Allah. But that love is documented by the consequences of that love. What is the consequences of that love? Is to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the aspect. So our love to Allah Azza wa Jal is part in believing in Him, and that love will put upon us a certain dimension in which we have to act, a certain behavior in which that we have to follow. The second aspect in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah has said in the Quran, يخشون من الناس يعني يتكلم عن الناس يخشون الناس كخشية الله أو أشد خشية. Some people they fear the people just like they fear Allah, or even they fear the people more than they fear Allah. May it be known to you, my brother in Islam, that our fear from Allah Azza wa Jal is also an act of worship of our heart. We fear Allah because we deserve to be feared. And He is the only deity that we fear as an act of worship. We fear Allah as an act of worship. Other types of fear come to our heart. You might see a snake and you jump. Are you afraid from the snake? If you see a big snake. But that does not mean you are worshipping the snake. You are naturalistic, you have this naturalistic fear from the snake. But if that snake was in a cage, you don't care about it. So our naturalistic love is maintained and it's limited in a certain time or a certain place. But as you are sitting here, it's not coming in your heart that you are afraid from the snake, because if you don't see the snake, the snake is not threatening you. But it's a different story when we are dealing with the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are always in fear from Allah Azza wa Jal, because we deserve to be feared from. Where are you going to run from Allah Azza wa Jal? Where are you going to go? Know it. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Don't you know that Allah has the dominion of the heavens and the earth? Where are you going to go? So therefore we have to maintain our fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That fear, we cannot look at you and just like we can look at you and say you have a being, we can look at you and say you have fear in your heart. We cannot tell that. But we can know about the fear by the consequences of it. When people are afraid from Allah, so they do not do things which are haram. And here comes by putting those two together, fear and love. You love Allah, so you do what Allah wants you to do. مِنْ تَنَالِ الْمَحَبَّةِ مُوَافَقَةِ الْمَحْبُوبِ فِي مَحْبُوبَاتِهِ. مِنْ تَنَالِ الْمَحَبَّةِ مُوَافَقَةِ الْمَحْبُوبِ فِي مَحْبُوبَاتِهِ. It is due to the perfection of your love is to love what your beloved loves. To love what your beloved loves. Let's go to a secular look. Hopefully you love your wife, you talk about. And she cooks for you, she cooks a certain type of food that you do not really like it. But she likes it. So you eat it. Because she likes it. And you want to like it because she likes it. ماذا قال مرسول ليلى؟ أمر على الديار ديار ليلى أقبل ذا الجدار وذا الجدار ما حب الجدار شرفن قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. So it's naturalistically to love what your beloved loves.
the case also applicable is to love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. You love to pray because Allah loves prayer. You love to fast because Allah loves fasting. You love to make hajj because Allah loves hajj. Therefore, when you go, what do you say? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. What does لبيك mean? I'm answering you. I am coming to the place that you like. So you love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loves Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, wa Ali, and all the Sahaba. So you love all the companions because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them all. إِنَّ أَوْفَقَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ أَن تُحِبَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَتَبْغُضُ فِي اللَّهِ. The highest rank of Iman is to love for the sake of Allah and hate for the sake of Allah. You know that Allah hates this practice, so you hate it. So you want, you are in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and you know that because Allah has legislated those things. Whatever Allah has legislated in the religion, that means Allah loves whatever He legislated. فمن كمال المحبة موافقة المحبوب في محبوباته. Whatever Allah loves, you love. And your love for that action is for you to do it if you have the ability to do it. Allah loves us to do our deen, so we do our deen. عائشة كانت تقسم والذي بين الرجال باللحى. عائشة used to make the oath and say, by the one who crucified the name with the beard. Allah loves of us to do charity, so we do charity. And so on and so forth, and what we have said is sufficient to show the point. Also, fear comes from different perspectives. If we fear Allah Azza wa Jal, we're not going to do anything that will bring upon us the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah does not want us to waste our money. So we do not waste our money because we are in fear. If we do that, we will be subjected to the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. When those two acts of worship, the worship of the heart, love and fear are intact, your heart will be at an equilibrium. It will be stable. You do what Allah loves for you to do, and you stay away from what Allah forbids you from doing. And all those things are part in believing in Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah said in Surah Al-Imran, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not be afraid of them, meaning the shaitan and his army. But be afraid of me if you are believers. Look at this conditional act. If you are believers, be afraid of me. That means if the people are not believers, they're not going to be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also implies the more of a belief you have, the more you're going to have fear from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the less of a belief we have, the less of faith we have, the less that we're going to have the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second aspect that we're going to talk about concerning believing in Allah Azza wa Jal is to believe in al-ihtiwa. Allahu istawa ala arshihi. Allah rules over His throne. This sifa, sifat al-fi'liya, was approved in the Quran in certain places. Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, number 2, ayah number 54, ثم استوى على العرش. In Surah Yunus, ayah number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثم استوى على العرش يدبر الأمر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ra'd, ayah number 2, ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, number 5, الرحمن على العرش استوى.
is inclusive and fit the heavens and the earth. This is the truth. In the hadith, in the Aqidah al-Tahawiyya, hadith number 300, it says, وَمَا الْكُرْسِي فِي الْعَرْشِ إِلَّا كَحَلَقَةٍ فِي أَرْضِ ثَلَاثٍ. The comparison of al-kursi to the arsh is just like a piece of metal when thrown in an open field. So al-arsh is the ceiling of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah rules over his throne. That does not mean he is sitting on his throne. It does not mean he is laying on his throne. We do not know how he rules over his throne. استوى على استوى على لا هذا يعني العلو. الله سبحانه وتعالى says he rolls over, that means he is over and higher than the throne. That does not mean he is laid on the throne, he is sitting on the throne. We don't say, just like we talked last time as believers, we were talking about how we believe in the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, without resembling, without making similarity, without suspending and without tahreem. So we say Allah rules over his throne and we do not know how. It's not our business to ask how. كيف استوى عندما سئل ابن مالك عن هذا قال الاستواء معلوم. يعني معنى الاستواء لغة معلوم ما هو الاستواء, والكيف مجهول والسؤال عنه بدعة. He says to roll over linguistically, the meaning of it is known. But the way of it is not known. And to ask this question is an innovation in our religion. And مثل هذا الجواب جاء موقوفا على أم سلمة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. So Allah Azza wa Jal has rolled over his throne. In different ayahs, the people who make tahreem, let's start, the people who make tahreem, what does tahreem mean? To corrupt the meaning, to put a different meaning to the text. It says tahreem, they say istiwa bima'na al-istila, anna Allah tawi'a ala al-arsh. وَاسْتَشْهَدُوا بِقَوْلِ الشَّاعِرِ اِسْتَوْلَا اَسْتَوَى بُشْرٌ عَلَى الْعِرَاقِ مِنْ غَيْرِ سَيْسٍ وَلَا مِنْ مِهْرَاقِ. They say Bushr, one of the leaders, he made istiwa over al-Iraq without blood and without fighting. Therefore, Bushr did not come over al-Iraq, all of it, but he was taking authority of al-Iraq. We say we have to explain this. First, who said this? Line of poetry. And when it was said, and the one who said it, does he know how he uses the Arabic language or not? Secondly, this person who said it, Bushr, is a human being. I mean, practically, he cannot rule over the entire of Iraq. But you cannot compare Bushr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are making a comparison with the Creator to the creation. أنتم تشبهون المخلوق بالخالق الآن. Secondly, we say to them, if Allah did not take, Allah has said in the ayat, ثم استوى على العرش. After that, he rolled over the throne. If we're going to explain the word استوى بمعنى استولى, بمعنى took over, rolled over, we're going to explain it as took over, we have to say that means also Allah took over the earth. Because Allah also took over the earth. So we do not say what we say according to the arsh, we say according to the earth. Secondly, before Allah took over the throne, what was the Lord? Who was the Lord of the throne? The throne had no Lord at some time and then Allah took over it. And all of kalimat tawla tufid al-mughalaba. Like there was some kind of some kind of harassment, some kind of anguish. But there was none of that. All of those implications are null and void. Therefore, their tafsir of al-ayat is null and void. And they are null and void because it is an opposition of the tafsir of Prophet Muhammad, and they are not of voice because it is an acquisition of the tafsir of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tafsir of the companions radiallahu anhum wa arda'hum. All of them, they made the tafsir of the ayah the way it sounds. They did not give any interpretation that was different than the apparent meaning of the ayah. And to make the ta'wil, the interpretation that is different than the apparent meaning, without having an evidence from the Quran or the Sunnah, this interpretation is bid'ah and null and void. Therefore, we find Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ فِي كِتَابٍ عِنْدَهُ أَنَّ فِي كِتَابٍ أَنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي فَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah wrote in the book that His mercy overcome His anger. And that book is with Allah over the throne. So we know from this hadith that the creed of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is over the throne. Also we find in hadith in Bukhari number 7420 that Zainab, she used to say to the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, زَوَّجَكُنَّ أَهْلِكُنَّ وَزَوَّجَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَوْقِ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. Zainab, she used to say to the rest of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your family married you after the Prophet, but Allah married me after the Prophet from over seven skies. So we know the aqidah of Zainab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the sky. Here we have to bring and to illustrate an issue that a lot of people do not understand, and they say when you ask them, where Allah Azza wa Jalla, so we say with us, Allah in our heart. Many people, common lay Muslims, فهم أين الله؟ قل هو معنا في القلب. أليس هذا صحيح؟ No, not this is صحيح, of course not correct. But this is what the people say. A lot of people, when you ask them about that issue, they will say, Allah is with you. Allah said in the Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Every three people that they are gathered together, Allah is the fourth, of course. And every five people that they are talking, Allah is the sixth, of course. And higher and lower, Allah is with them. So they bring those evidence that Allah is with you. That means, what does it mean for Allah to be with you? They say that means Allah is with us. He is present with us. The answer to that, and we say, كلمه معكم, the word معكم, with you, the word is in Arabic معكم, does not mean in the Arabic language to be in the same place. المعيه, togetherness in Arabic, does not necessitate that whatever is together are sharing the same place. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بالمدينة رجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض. المدينة they come men. And for you to understand the hadith, before we say the hadith, the Prophet left with some people on an expedition. He said to those people who are with him on this expedition, he said, in Medina, there are some people, every time you go up or you go down, they are with you. They were restricted because they were sick. So here he said, with you, even though those people were in Medina and those people were on expedition. So the word with you in Arabic, ma'aka, it does not necessitate that they are sharing the same place. even though it may be sharing the same place. We say, جَاءَ أَبُو ظَهِيرَ وَتَقِ الدِّينِ مَعًا. That means they came together, they are in the same place. But also Al-Arab, they say, جِرْنَا وَالْقَمَرُ مَعَنَا. We walk and the moon with us. That does not mean the moon came down and walking with him, sharing the same place. It does not mean that the moon is in the place in the sky and those people are watching. Also, I tell you, ma'aka alif dirham. You say yes. It's not in your pocket. It's in your house. It's somewhere. That does not mean sharing it with you in the same place. So, اللغة العربية المعية لا تستلزم المصاحبة بالمكان. ولذلك قالوا إن الله كيف السياق قال العلماء بمعنى الكلام أن المعية لا تقتضي أن الله سبحانه وتعالى مشارك لعباده في مكانه بل أن الله سبحانه وتعالى معهم معية تليق بجلاله ومعية كل شيء بحسبه فالله معنا ولكن هذه المعية لا تقتضي أنه يخالفنا في المكان. The Pharaoh says, Allah is with us. We affirm that fact. But that in of itself does not mean that Allah is sharing the same place with us. Allah sitting with us in the masjid, Allah sitting with us in the market. He is with us, but Allah is over the throne and we are on this earth. And He is with us. And this is one of His attributes, and we do not compare His attributes to our attributes. And we do not resemble His attributes to our attributes. Nor we suspend it, nor we alter its meaning. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى فِي عُلُوِّهِ فَلَا شَيْءَ أَعْلَى مِنْهُ وقرب في جنونه فلا شيء أقرب منه فلا استعلاؤه باعده عن خلقه ولا قربه سواهم في المكان معه. This is what the scholar say, that Allah is high and nothing is higher than him, and he is close and nothing is closer to him. His height does not make him unaware of what's going on. And since he is close to the people, that does not mean he is sharing the same place with him. هذا هو معنى المعية. What is the implication of that Allah is with you? What is its implication upon you? The implication of that upon you is to protect your iman and تعبد الله كأنك تراه. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. The implication of that to worship Allah as if you know Him or as if you see Him. If you do not see Him, He sees you. If the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم also said in the hadith, استحي من الله كما تستحي من الرجل الصالح من قومك. Be bashful from Allah just like you are bashful from the righteous man from your people. If there was a good person around you, always with you, when you sleep, when you get up, when you go to the market, every time when you go to the house, there's a lot of things you're not going to do because you are in the presence of this good person. You're going to be bashful of this good person. Isn't that true? Then there will be known to you that Allah is with you all the time. إِنِّي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Allah is with you. He listens and you hear. Allah knows what you indeed and knows what you can see. وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ. Allah is with you when you are doing good deeds, and this togetherness, the implication of a support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is with you when you are thinking and plotting evil things. And this togetherness implies threatening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is with you in everything that you do.
But that does not mean He is sharing the same place with you.
So we leave it up to our faith, up to our awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we go about in our life and we want to do things. Are we aware of this fact that Allah is with us? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people. Talking about al-sifat al-istiwa, it's very much connected with sifat al-ulu. Allah holds over His throne, that means Allah is in the height. Allah has this attribute that He is in the height. Therefore, it was mentioned in the Quran that things go up to Him and come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says, تَعْرُضُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ. The angel and Jibreel actuate to Allah Azza wa Jal. And He said, إِلَيْهِ يَقْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To Him, the good speech come up. Also, we have mentioned what Zainab bin Jahash has mentioned, as he said in the hadith of Al-Bukhari. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, things come down from Him. He said, حَانِينَ وَالْكِتَابُ الْمُبِينَ وَالْكِتَابُ الْمُبِينَ إِلَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ. Allah has brought down the book in a blessed night. So all of those things affirm to us that Allah is in the height. And the height is the place of Allah over His throne. The place of Allah is over His throne. And here I want you to listen to me carefully. What does it mean? أَنَّ مَكَانُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ. Very careful. We said the throne is the ceiling of the creation. Having said that, remember that the place and time are the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just like Allah created air, Allah created the sky, the stars, the ocean, Allah created time and place. You and everything else cannot be except if there is time, except if there is place. You need the time to live, and you need a place to live. If we say there is no place for you to live, where can you go? You understand this point? So when I tell you where you are, you say, I am in my house. This is an existing place. So it exists, it's there, it's created. You understand this point? Allah, the throne is the ceiling of the creation. So Allah is over His creation, over the time, and over the created place. Allah فوق المكان وفوق الزمان. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي خلق المكان وهو الذي خلق الزمان. فلا يحتاج الله ليكون المكان والزمان. Allah is in no need for time, and He is in no need for place. Verily, Allah is the one who created time and place. And Allah before the time and place. Therefore, when we say Allah is over the throne, He is in no created place. ليس في مكان مخلوق ولكنه في مكان ذهني. نحن نعتقد هذا نسميه مكان ولكنه هو فوق المكان وفوق الزمان. Allah over His throne in a no place. Meaning that direction in which Allah has ruled over His throne, this is no existing place. It's not a place that Allah created, but Allah over in that place which is not created, and He is ruled over His throne. Because we do not compare the existence of Allah to our existence. You need a place to exist. You need time to exist. Allah was before the time and before the place. Therefore, He created the creation, He put a ceiling over it, and He is over that ceiling, over that place. Also part of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to believe in King Allah Azza wa Jalla. We, the believers, inshaAllah, we will see our Lord. And this is one of the greatest bounties upon us, is to see Allah Azza wa Jalla. As he said in Surah Al-Qiyamah, وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. That day, some faces will be bright, looking at their Lord. In the day of judgment, we're going to see our Lord. We're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ تَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ. You are going to see your Lord just like you see the moon in the full moon night, and you're not going to experience hardship in seeing Him. That means this comparison, it does not compare Allah to the moon. It compares the sky that we see Allah to the sky that we see the moon. We see the moon from the height, so we're going to see Allah from the height. If there's 100,000 people looking at the moon, they're not going to be competing. It's easy for each one of them to look at the moon. That means you're not going to have any difficulty in looking at the moon. Similarly, you're not going to have any difficulty in seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we're going to see Allah in paradise. And seeing Allah in paradise is different than seeing Allah in the Qiyamah. As it was narrated in hadith of Tirmidhi, wa huwa sahih. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى الذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة في سورة يونس. To those who do good deeds, there's goodness for them and extra. There's goodness for them and extra. The hadith says, إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة وأهل النار النار نادى مناد يا أهل الجنة إن لكم عند الله موعدا يريد أن ينجبكموه فيقولون ما هو؟ ألم يفصل موازيننا ويبيض وجوهنا ودخلنا الجنة وأجارنا من النار فيكشف الحجاب فينظرون إليه فما أعطاهم شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إليه وهي الزيادة. The hadith says, if the people of paradise will go to paradise and the people of the hellfire will go to the hellfire, a caller will call and say, O people of paradise, Allah has promised you a promise and He wants to fill His promise. They will say, Allah made our scales heavy and brighten our faces and make us come to paradise and protect us from the hellfire. Then the veil will be removed and they will look at Him, and this is nothing is more beloved to them than looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the ziyada, this is the extra. So we believe that we're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we're not going to look at Allah and comprehend Him when we see Him, because Allah Azza wa Jal said, لا تدركه الأبصار. Your vision, we're not going to comprehend Him. We're going to look at Allah Azza wa Jal, but we're not going to comprehend Him. And this ayah is a proof that we're going to see Him. Some people utilize this ayah that we're not going to see Him. We say it's the exact opposite. Because Allah said, لا تدركه الأبصار, that He's going to be seen, but not in a way that would be comprehensive. And this is practice in everyday life. We do not see things uncomprehended. You go to the ocean. Are you seeing everything in the ocean? Are you seeing all the way to the other end? Are you comprehending the ocean? But that does not negate that you are seeing the ocean. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. We're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're not going to comprehend Allah Azza wa Jal when we see Him. Also, the people who negated that we're going to see Allah is what Allah said to Musa, لَنْ تَرَانِي. لَنْ تَرَانِي. You're not going to see Me. But that is in this life. Nobody in this life is equipped to see Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, when Allah revealed Himself to the mountain was flattened. But لن in اللغة العربية لا تفيد التأبيد. لن لا تفيد التأبيد. This negation word in Arabic لن does not imply forever, but implies for a time. And when that time is over, we go inshaAllah to see Allah in the Day of Judgment. Also, Imam Shafi'i, he brought the evidence that the believers will see Allah when Allah said in the Quran, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. The disbelievers, they will be veiled from seeing Allah. And Imam Shafi'i said, because the sinners, the disbelievers are veiled from seeing Allah, the implication of this ayah, that the believers will see Allah. Because if everybody was veiled from seeing Allah, why would Allah say to the disbelievers, you are veiled from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يعني يقول الشافعي لما حجب هؤلاء من الصحف كان في هذا دليل على أن أولياءه يرونه في الرضا. So our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain implications. And this is what we have listed tonight, and what we have done tonight is only few implications of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is to love Him, and that is to fear Him, to believe that He rules over His throne, سوى على عرشه, to believe that He is with us, and that does not mean He is sharing the place with us, that He is over His throne and we are on this earth. We have thought Allah is over His throne, that does not mean He is in a created place, because Allah is not contained in His creation. If we say Allah in a created place, that means Allah في مخلوقاته. لكن Allah ليس في مخلوقاته. Allah is not contained in His creation. And also we talk about seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeing Allah is one of those things that were reported to us in a tawakur format. مِمَّا تَوَاكَرَ حَدِيثُ مِنْ خَزَرٍ وَمِنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ بَيْتًا وَاحْتَفَرٍ رُؤْيَةٌ وَشَفَاعَةٌ وَالْقَوْضُ وَنَسْفَقُ الْخَيْنِ وَهَذَا بَعْضُ وَهَذِي بَعْضُ. One of the things that were transmitted to us in a tawakur format is to see Allah سبحانه وتعالى وفقنا الله وإياكم إلى رؤيته وإلى طاعته وإلى العمل بأحكام دينه وقسم الله لنا من خشيته ما يحول بيننا وبين معصيته ومن مرضاته ما يوصلنا به إلى جنته وقسم لنا من اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم على النبي المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. If you have any questions, inshallah, we'll take it from next 10 minutes. How many questions you don't have? To love Him, to fear Him, to believe that He rules over His soul, and that He's not sharing the same place with us. This is what she means.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, so what I
It does not mean forever. Just like al-ma'iyah, it does not necessarily mean in the same thing, even though it comes to mean in the same thing. Which is the same thing. And the evidence that then does not imply a ta'deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the children of Israel, about the Jews, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا. They're not going to wish for death. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people when they're going to be in the hellfire, وَمَا دُنْيَا مَالِكُ لِلَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. They said, oh Malik, tell your Lord to make us die. So they are wishing for death. Even though they were said, they're not going to be wishing for it forever. So lan here, it does not mean for eternity. It could mean. Please tell us again,
Jesus. Assalamu alaikum. Please tell us again the difference of when you see Allah Ta'ala on dead and on dead doesn't, and when you see Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala,
when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of in paradise, we are going to see Him without the hijab. And when we see Him in the day of judgment, it will be otherwise. This is the difference between the two visions of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والملك على رجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانيه. This ayat is the sequence of those ayats talks about the things that will happen on the day of judgment. One of those things after the sky will be split, and then the angels will be all over around it, and the throne will be carried over him, and the throne will be carried by eight angels. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we're going to be talking about the believing in the angels have different duties. Some of the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the implication of that, a lot of people say, that means they are carrying Allah. You see, the implication of that is that you're taking Allah and sitting on His throne. You're not sitting Allah on His throne. You see, Allah rules over the throne. And we do not know how Allah rules over His throne. This is the meaning of this ayah. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبهذا القدر كفاية وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.